This is the Empowered Marketer, brought to you by Zayus. Zayus is the activated customer data platform that assists growing brands to deliver relevance across the entire customer journey, from anonymous browsers to loyal customers. Visit Zayus.com to get started. Welcome, and thank you for tuning into our podcast, Conquer the 2020 Holiday Season with Campaign Best Practices from Zayus. My name is Alexandra Matheny, and I work in product marketing at Zayus. Today, I'm partnering with Heather Green, our Director of Growth and Success, and Heather is also a campaign management expert with years of experience helping Zayus clients. Heather, thank you for being here.
It's my pleasure. Happy to be here.
So we have reached the last month of the quarter, and this means that brands will soon be preparing for the peak holiday buying period around Black Friday and Cyber Monday. What can marketers do differently this year to outperform last year's numbers? And is there enough time to make a difference if they start strategizing now?
I know it feels like time is flying around this time of year, but yes, marketers can definitely make a difference. When we're working with our clients, we create a timeline for preparing their database and their campaigns before the height of the holiday season. That timeline kicks off on October 1st, so it's not too late at all. Then, as far as what marketers can do to perform better, it's all about optimizing deliverability and creating a solid campaign strategy. I think this year, the game changer for Zayus users will be our SMS channel, because text messages are so powerful and effective in rising above the noise that surrounds shoppers, especially around Black Friday and Cyber Monday.
We definitely want to talk about SMS and its role in optimizing campaigns. Marketers could launch omnichannel campaigns that would allow them to extend their reach and communicate with their shoppers on their preferred channels.
Yes, exactly.
So in your plan for the holiday season, what is covered by delivery optimization?
So deliverability is one of the most important factors at this time. It affects inbox placement by ISPs like Gmail and Yahoo. And we don't want marketers to spend so much time creating these amazing campaigns only to end up in the spam folders or not be seen by their target audience.
It's very true. I know that's the biggest pain marketers can face. Deliverability for email can be impacted by send volume and engagement. If marketers want to maintain a good deliverability, they will need to have a consistent send volume that will show ISPs that they are not spammers, and they will also need their recipients to open and click in their emails because that will increase their probability of inbox placement. What do you tell clients? How can they achieve this?
Well, we always tell our clients that it's very important to think about who they'll be emailing during this peak season. We recommend that they email only their most engaged audience to make the biggest impact. And our rule is that they email only shoppers who have opened, clicked, or purchased in the last 13 to 18 months. The 13-month end of it is a conservative approach, but if they feel like they need to expand their pool, we tell them that the maximum time they should consider is 18 months. And by limiting engagement to these timeframes, marketers decrease the risk of hitting spam traps or expired inboxes.
It sounds to me that for the holiday season, you are recommending a wider engagement window than you would usually. Normally, you tell clients to use a 6-month window. So is the holiday season different then?
That's correct. The holiday season is the only time where we recommend widening the engagement window beyond 12 months because businesses may have seasonal shoppers who buy products as gifts for others.
Like a mom buying her entire family holiday PJ sets.
Yes, or someone purchasing expensive skincare product gift sets. So our clients can easily identify these customers using segmentation. They would create a segment of people who have had at least one order between November 1st and December 31st of last year, 2019, but no orders prior to that. And I'm sure some brands would be surprised at how many seasonal gift shoppers they actually have. And we wouldn't want to exclude these shoppers from holiday promotions simply because they haven't engaged with the brand in the past 6 months.
Yep, you're absolutely right. That makes sense. So what else should marketers consider to ensure high deliverability rates?
After the marketer decides on a 13 or 18 month engagement window, I recommend splitting the audience into three segments based on the recency of engagement. By creating multiple segments based on levels of engagement, marketers will be able to send to their most engaged audiences more frequently and their less engaged audiences less frequently. And this allows marketers to protect the brand's sender reputation while also still reaching that wider audience during the holiday season.
Let's say that our marketer is doing well in terms of deliverability. What's the next thing they need to line up for the holiday season? You mentioned campaign strategy.
Yes, launching strategic campaigns is key. Let's first talk about campaign quantity. Shoppers' inboxes will be flooded with messages, so marketers will have to carefully plan how many emails per day they will send their customers during the peak period around Black Friday and Cyber Monday. For example, an email sent at 9 a.m. could easily be buried in the inbox by 2 p.m. And knowing that, marketers should consider adding a second touch that day. So they could send their second email to shoppers who didn't engage with that first email. And what we've seen working really well is adding incremental countdown reminders like 12 hours left to save or just 6 hours remaining. These are great ways to create a sense of urgency.
Would you recommend sending more than two messages per day? Because marketers want their shoppers to see their messages, but they are also probably pretty wary of annoying their shoppers and possibly damaging their sender reputation by over-messaging.
That's a very valid question. Again, segmentation is going to play a crucial role in determining how many messages marketers can or should send to their shoppers. Only the most engaged customers should receive no more than two messages per day. Another way of identifying shoppers who could get more than two emails a day is by allowing them to opt into receiving Black Friday or Monday communications from your brand. When we're talking to clients in preparation for the holiday season, we tell them to actually offer their shoppers the option to opt into receiving more communications from their brands that are specifically for the holiday season.
I love that. I do have my favorite brands and I don't mind getting offers from them ever, especially around the holiday season, because I feel like time can get away from me very easily. And if I forget to redeem a deal in time, I would love to get another opportunity. How can marketers go about getting customers to opt into a list specifically for holiday promotions?
They can send out an email about 2 weeks prior to Black Friday where they direct their customer to a landing page where they could sign up to get advance notice of Black Friday and Cyber Monday deals. And the messaging around this could even say something like, sign up for our list to receive exclusive offers and early access sales to encourage those signups. And I would also recommend adding a web modal or a web embed to the website that allows visitors to sign up for holiday specific communications and deals. And once marketers have their list of holiday opt-ins, we usually recommend sending up to 3 to 5 emails per day for the folks that really do want to receive those holiday-specific communications.
We primarily talked about sending email so far, but at the beginning of our conversation, you mentioned SMS and that it would be a game changer this season. How would you incorporate this channel into the holiday campaign strategy?
Right. Yes, SMS is going to be a fantastic new addition to Zayas clients' campaigns this year. Marketers can reach their shoppers on another channel, announce flash sales, or send reminders of promotions that are expiring. And if they target their customers with SMS too, they have the option to reduce their email sends, let's say 5 to 2, and maintain their sender reputation. The holiday season is a good time for marketers to launch omnichannel campaigns. And omnichannel means that all of the messaging of a brand across all touch points are simultaneously conveying the same consistent message to their shoppers. So their website, social media posts, emails, and SMS messages are all promoting the same message with the purpose of getting their shoppers to buy from their brand. And the concerted effort of all those channels will make it easier for shoppers to complete their buying process, which in turn brings in more revenue for the brand.
In an omnichannel campaign, the marketer would send out an email and an SMS at the same time, and they would both contain the same message. Obviously, the SMS would have a more concise version of that message because of character count limits. What would be even better is sending an image-rich MMS to really grab the attention of the recipient. And we've seen the stats. MMS messages have a higher average click-through rate. It's 15% higher than standard texts. So MMS would be awesome for promoting holiday deals and a quick win too, considering how easy it is to add SMS as a channel to an existing email channel in Zayus. Now, for SMS, it is crucial to have a healthy list of customers who have already opted in for SMS communications, because marketers can just message people who haven't consented to receiving marketing text messages. What do you tell your customers?
Yes, that's very true. So getting shoppers to opt into SMS messages is one of the first things we want our client to do as they prepare for the holiday season. Aside from the SMS opt-ins, the prep work also involves IP warming for emails. If our client is expecting to have an increase in their send volume during the holiday season, we recommend that they consult with us so that we can talk about handling that volume properly. It's possible that they'll need to go through IP warming prior to kicking off their Black Friday and Cyber Monday campaigns.
What is involved in IP warming, just in a nutshell?
In its simplest form, IP warming is gradually increasing your email send volume over time. Marketers will need to incorporate IP warming into their email strategy if send volume will increase more than double on any single day. For example, if a marketer is sending 100,000 emails per day on average and plans to increase to 200,000 emails, IP warming is not necessary, but if a marketer decides to go from 100,000 to 250,000 emails in a day, then we recommend IP warming because you've surpassed that doubling.
All right. We said that the components for a successful 2020 holiday season were deliverability optimization by paying attention to which segment we are messaging, and campaign strategy, which involved identifying our send frequency, adding SMS as a channel to complement email, and collecting opt-ins as early as possible. Overall, what does the timeline look like for this? You said it started in October.
Yes. Ideally, we would want segmentation and an IP warm-up plan, if that's necessary, set up by October 1st. And then by the end of October, the campaign calendar should be set. If our client would like to have draft campaigns reviewed by their growth success manager, we recommend sharing the drafts by November 13th. And that way, all campaigns can be finalized and scheduled the week before Black Friday and Cyber Monday. And between those dates, November 27th and 30th, it's go time. And ideally, at this point, our client has nothing to worry about and they can sit back and monitor campaign performance.
That all sounds pretty feasible to do just in time of Black Friday and Cyber Monday.
Yes, marketers just have to be strategic and stick to the timeline with a little bit of planning. And of course, the growth success team is always here to help our clients too.
Heather, thank you so much for joining me today and sharing these campaign best practices. And to our listeners, thank you for tuning in. And we hope that these tips will help you get set up for a successful 2020 holiday season. We will see you next time.